The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Wednesday, 7th of December, 2016. December 7th. Oh, is that the... That was the phony setup for World War II? Oh, okay. Where they pulled all the good stuff out and the stuff that they wanted to rebuild and replace anyhow, they don't let the Japs blow that up? Oh, okay. So do I have to say anything more about December 7th? I guess what they meant was a day in infamy when the government lied again to its people. You know, how do you get... You know, and this sticks in my craw because we've got people that claim to be really patriotic in this country but won't face the truth of the real history of the United States. And the problem I have with the Fox, F-A-U-X, phony patriots out there, and they believe they're patriotic. They go to football games, they stand up for the national anthem, they pay their taxes, and they vote. So they think that they're patriotic. You know, July 4th, they might have a barbecue and hang a flag out. People I know take the American flag and hang it upside down. Or they put out the Gadsden flag. Or if they're really, really edgy, they'll take one of those rebel battle flags. Ooh, the X. Ooh, X marks the spot. December 7th, the day that lived in infamy. Yeah. Well, what started that? What did we do? We cut their oil off, I think. And they weren't having any of that. And as a matter of fact, I think they had their little talking crew in Washington, D.C. the day that the Japanese went after Pearl Harbor. Emissary, call them what you will. Did you post that Putin story? Okay. Should I see a picture of Vladimir Putin?
Yeah.
Really? Then why am I looking at George Bush? Oh, there he is. Did you hear the latest rumor? The fake news? Vladimir Putin really is George Bush. I better not do that. these people that are pushing the Fox or the false news, yeah, Fox News. What, same difference? And folks, if you wanted to know why there was this concerted effort, and let's wrap it—it's like an enigma wrapped in a mystery, buried in BS. Pooty Poo is looking to reinstitute World War III, or he's the greatest threat to Europe, or he's this. Oh, I know what it is. The biggest thing of all, not him starting World War III with nuclear weapons. Oh, that's right. He was hacking Hillary Clinton votes. Well, guess what's happening? Thank you, Jill Stein. Where did this woman get her brain at? I mean, Have you heard her talk? She is a rambling, just incessant, I would call her a jabberwocky. Or maybe a neo-maxi zoom dweeby. Have I once heard in the Breakfast Club. Isn't it amazing? But really, what Pootie Poo here has been pushing, it's the same thing as his, I guess, counter-Russian counterpart. What do they call him in this country? Well, that's right, Donald J. Trump. Yeah. I heard he's the twin brother, or well, not necessarily twin brother of Vladimir Putin. So which is it, Mike? Help me with this fake news. Is it George Bush or is it Donald Trump? You're not going to answer me, are you? You're not going to go on record. You don't want them coming after you. Fine. Just fine. The defeat of Italy's establishment prime minister is the latest sign of a tectonic shift, and I'm going to get into that, what's going on in Italy as well. Yeah, they're telling them, you know what, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and yeah, we begrudgingly hold our hand out here for, you know, more bailouts, but we're done with this past 2017. I've got a better solution, but I'll get around to that later. And this tectonic shift is coming to the European order toward accommodating rather than countering Russian President Vladimir Putin's vow to destroy the globalist New World Order. Well, boys and girls, I think we're really getting down to the real news here. Because there seems to be this opinion that's shared by many countries, United States, Britain, many countries in the European Union. They were sold a bill of goods. We got the European Common Market. Oh, let's put that on steroids, and let's all unite, and let's all share one currency and sing kumbaya to the international banks of settlement. Yeah. The Italians went to the polls on Sunday and voted down Prime Minister Renzi's proposed changes that would have weakened the Constitution, further eroded once proud sovereignty, and as it says, put the nooses around the little Italian necks. I don't know how that's possible. How can you have 65 different separate governments in 60 years? It sounds like a game show. I mean, it really does. But Italy, they rejected its establishment government's demands for more central control and pushed anti-establishment party, FSM, to the brink of power. Prime Minister Renzi lost by a huge margin, 20 percentage points, and has been forced to resign. Is that what happens when you lose an election? You're forced to resign? I thought they just let you be lame duck and brought the new guy in. You know, for transition, which would be especially important, seeing as you had 65 governments in 60 years. What do? Just throw the guy the keys and the way out the door? I'm still having a hard time. Maybe that's fake news. Maybe it's only 43 in 60 years, whatever. The rest, and then Vladimir Putin got on the airwaves, on radio, on Russian radio, and expressing support for the Italian people. And I'm quoting him, so this can't be misconstrued by the New York Times or CNN or, well, hell, any media in this country. He said, "Today will always be remembered in Italy as the day the people stood up to the globalist and said, no, this is not what we want, no more." Now, let me stop and digress here a second, because this... You know, folks, Russia's our enemy. You know, there's people that are paranoid and saying that Russia is going to take over Europe, and that's why we need NATO, and we've encircled Russia, and we're setting them up, and, you know, we'll go into the Ukraine and start flipping governments and causing all kinds of mayhem. Of course, our government would never do that, would they? No, we don't topple governments. We don't replace elected people because we don't like their politics, or they're hard to do business with, or we're just doing some friends a favor, if you know what I mean. No, this is monumental. Because Pootie Poo is demonstrating that he understands what the New World Order is, and he don't like it either. Could this be the reason why here in this country, the Zionist-controlled media in this country is telling everybody that Russia is a threat? Have they really talked about Russia in Syria and what Russia has done? Aleppo is just about scourge-free. And then we see yesterday that the National Defense Authorization Act wants to send man pads over. You know, those individually fired rockets to maybe accidentally shoot down Russian planes to start more turmoil. You see now why Donald Trump wants to keep Russia as an ally, because he sees what's going on in Syria, and I'm sure he's been briefed, not by the existing people in the old regime, but he's being briefed by people that are telling him what's actually going on the ground in Syria. Can you see now why they're whipping up this anti-Putin hysteria in this country? Because he's publicly announcing he's against the New World Order. Whoa. Now, I don't expect to see that on the Communist News Network, do you? I don't even see that on Fox News. You know, our good, independent-driven, independent-thinking, it's still Fox News, F-A-U-X News. Putin vowed to destroy the New World Order in 2016. And it appears people all over the world have started to wake up and take notice. The president is deeply encouraged that his determination to destroy the invasive organization's plan. What plan? Is Vladimir Putin talking about conspiracy here? There's an actual plan for global government? Oh my God! How outrageous! Where are these lies coming from? Well, do you think that'll look good on my resume for Fox News? You think that'll get me in the door? Long enough to strangle Sean Hannity? Nah, I'm teasing. Please. Be healthy, Sean. Be healthy. Who would I pick on in supposedly the conservative media if it weren't for you? But how do you feel with Megyn Kelly getting paid more money than you? Oh, let's not start a cat fight here. Well, the president is deeply encouraged that his determination to destroy the invasive organization's plans is shared by people all over the world and gaining momentum all the time. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little giddy here. Establishment politicians, exposed as puppets of the elite, have been roundly rejected by the people all year. First there was Brexit, then Iceland. That voted the pirate party into power, and the Trump tidal wave subsumed all in its path. Well, we're going to see what path we're going to be going down here, folks. That's why we're going to be watching Donald very closely. And I have some good news on the Donald J. Trump front. Try saying that three times fast. As Bloomberg notes, a huge scale of the defeat and how quickly it happened cast a huge shadow of the fate of the continent heading into 2017. It is now all but certain that Italy will withdraw from the Eurozone and reclaim their own currency, the lira, and following a referendum, they will reclaim their sovereignty, reject globalism, and will exit the European Union. But hold on. I've been doing some background reading on this. What they also want is universal pay for everybody. That's mother cagay, Italy. You know, why can't you guys? You make great vino. Thanks for the pasta ideas, you know, the recipes. But why? Why can't you guys get this right? You know, you take two steps forward and then you take one step back. Since the end of World War II, European leaders have worked tirelessly to build an ever-growing union in alignment with the New World Order agenda. Through decades of ups and downs in Russia-European relationships, in periods of estrangement and reconciliation, the European establishment has continued driving towards the fulfillment of its NWO goals. But a growing movement within Europe is pushing a new policy. The movement includes Brexit Britain, and now Italy, along with a handful of other countries, battling populations demanding to leave the EU and regain sovereignty. Instead of demonizing President Vladimir Putin, since he's hit the big time of the anti-NWOs, we will use his middle initial, Vladimir V. Putin, and his vow to destroy the New World Order's destructive agenda. The people of Europe are standing with him. With Britain out of the European Union and Italy soon to follow, the EU will take a fall. Well, like dominoes, the New World Order's flagship project, 70 years in the making, is in ruins. Benjamin Haddad, an analyst for the Hudson Institute, a conservative think tank based in Washington, said that such developments point, in ways that might not be obvious to Americans, toward the future of European populism, partnering with Mr. Putin. Well, let me modify that, Mr. Haddad from the Hudson Institute. That it may not be obvious to Americans about the populism growing in Europe. let me mention fake news again. I'm sorry. The reason why Americans don't know this is because we got fake news. All the people that listen to this network know it. But look at the majority of the American people still stumbling around in the dark, having just enough information to keep their brain cells synapsing, and, well, lo and behold, they think they know something. And what's really aggravating is when somebody does know something real that tries to tell somebody what you're thinking here, what you think you know is not real, well, they get the cold shoulder and maybe the middle finger to boot. See how well we've been programmed, folks? It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. But I know one thing that will slow the roll of these, these backward-thinking people. They got too much time in their hands. They're unemployed. They're sitting around on their duffs. Put them back to work. Put people back to work. All over Europe, Putinism, now there's, I like that, Putinism, has emerged as an ideological alternative to globalism. The EU, etc., Mr. Haddad said, with Mr. Putin seen as a bulwark for conservative values, a strong man against terrorism and globalism and the erosion of sovereignty. Folks, did you ever think in your entire life that you would ever hear that? And depending on your age, you know, they were telling us in school when I was a kid, and this wasn't to put out a fire, duck and roll under your desk in case of nuclear attack. Now, there was some sound advice from our government. Yeah. Forget that brilliant flash and that extreme heat that turns you into, you know, 10 miles out, medium rare horse meat. Yeah. The rabid anti-Russian rhetoric employed by the elites and mainstream media in 2016 is simply the dying whimpers of the New World Order, the death rattle of the defeated globalist. Well, let's not get cocky here, because as I've always said about the globos, the globots, I just invented a new word, the globots, I've always said that their undoing would be their arrogance, their Achilles heel. Is their weak point and always has been. So let's not get all gloated on our end going, oh yeah, finally, you know, it's falling down. No, folks, it's time to do a little bit of work, roll up the sleeves, get a little sweat on the brow. Let's dig a big hole and bury this thing for good. A lot of people think globalism, you know, you can think local, but you got to act global. Little twist on their thing. Bury it for all time. You see why they're starting to panic? You see why you've been propagandized for the last 6 months over old Pooty Poo? Go figure, huh?
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Battling the depression, the ups and the downs, and the battle against the New World Order. How many of you out there shrugged your shoulders, slumped down in a chair, and said, oh, it's all over with. There's no future. And how have you heard me come back at you with a vengeance? I knew that this was going to be a long process. They've only been working on this for, it ain't 70 years. They've been working on this one for a couple of hundred years. There's been little covert organizations that have come and gone, but they were all building toward one thing. And that was one day just having their little global government. And, of course, the banker at the top of that pyramid to, well, see all and control all. And, well, you know the rest of that story. You know, it's fascinating to me. You know, I knew. And you know, you can win battles and still lose the war. And I've always cautioned people that this is a long-term project. That's why I've been doing it for damn near 25 years. Because it was healthy? Because I loved it? No, it was necessary. And when individuals finally decide in their own lives to point their compass in a certain direction, that it must be done, and I will go forth, I will tarry forth unimpeded. That takes a mindset, folks. That takes a mindset. M-
more on the Italian deal here, and some Trump appointments coming up. Let me get to the story here. Oh, and there is some speculation out there that the government itself is behind the fake news media attacks on President Trump. Well, let me get this one out of the way first up here. The vote stuff. Jill Stein. As my mother used to say when she was, I guess, a little upset, bless your teddy hole anyhow. You know, she never did tell me before she died, Mom, what's a teddy hole? She'd just look at me. She never told me what it was. Was it my belly button? Was it my left ear hole? I never knew. It's one of those crazy Italians. Michigan recount uncovers serious voter fraud in Detroit. Well, yeah, we kind of knew that. We kind of suspected that. But there's more to the story. Did you post the other one about the... I bet you didn't. About the what they discovered in Michigan? It was a follow-up story on Michigan? Okay. Well, while you do that, let me do a little follow-up and give you a little bit more deeper background here on the Greece, that little area of the world over there. And Greece is rejecting austerity measures beyond 2017. Well, the Greek government has warned that the country will not accept an extension to its painful austerity program beyond 2018 to secure a bailout from the international creditors. Government spokesman Dimitris Tsiknakopoulos, I'll be damned, I got it right, said on Tuesday that Athens was still committed to continuing its talks with creditors to secure its bailout, but it refuses to accept measures concerning post-2018. Eurozone lenders, agreed in their Monday meeting on short-term debt relief measures for Greece after they confirmed that the country had managed to complete the recent round of budgetary and economic reforms. However, the Eurozone countries have raised fresh questions about Greece's reforms and the efforts, and Germany still insists that Athens should forge ahead with austerity reforms well beyond 2018 if it wants to secure further loans. Ms. Merkel, has it dawned on you that these people are getting the idea that more debt is not a good thing? And if you've got debt and you're borrowing a debt instrument, how does that retire the debt? It doesn't. Guess what? Even the people over in Greece are starting to figure it out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen, I be true. But we're never gonna survive unless we
get a little crazy. All right, I'm there. By the way, I'm sitting here during the break reading a Fox News story off of their website, Fox News Politics. Trump to nominate EPA critic Pruitt to lead agency. Well, and they make it sound, they throw a bunch of people out here as to be considered. General John Kelly to lead the Department of Homeland Security, and then the Small Business Administration. And, well, Pruitt might be the most controversial pick of the four. Well, here's why, folks. He repeatedly sued the EPA to roll back environmental regulations and other health protections, or so they claim. He joined with other Republican attorney generals in opposing a clean power plan, which sought to limit planet-warming carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants. Pruitt argued that curbing carbon emissions would trample the sovereignty of state governments, drive up electricity rates, threaten the reliability of the nation's power grid, and create economic havoc. All of which is true, folks. All of which is true. He also filed court briefs in support of the Keystone XL pipeline project blocked by the Obama administration, which would run through his state. Pruitt sued the EPA
over the agency's recent expansion of water bodies regulated under the Federal Clean Water Act. Pruitt said this last year. He said, respect for private property rights have allowed our nation to thrive, but the recently finalized rule, farmers, ranchers, developers, industry, and individual property owners will now be subject to an unpredictable, unsound, and often Byzantine regulatory regime of the EPA. Let's throw the BLM in there as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the opposition, the people that don't want us to have the cheap energy, that want us to go solar and sing kumbaya and sit out and sun amongst the rays. Well, they're saying that Pruitt's selection, well, he's just one of the people that, well, he's close buds and pals with the oil and gas industry. You know, I'm an advocate of the oil and gas industry. Give me the mostest for the leastest, okay? Cars and trucks in this country, probably the number one polluter, if you will. And look what we've done with that. We have electronically and computer-controlled cars that make adjustments to how your engine fires, gasoline, air mixtures, I mean, 10,000 times a second to optimize gas mileage. Not that you, unless you're a computer genius, not that you can work on it and troubleshoot it. You might be able to replace, you know, computer modules here and there, but unless you're a whiz-bangy kind of electronics kind of guy, it's kind of off limits. But we had technology in the past that was bought off of individuals and put on the shelves by the oil companies. You know, we don't want cars. Remember the Honda CRX, true story, folks. This little four-cylinder car got 50 miles to a gallon. And how many years ago was that? Now, they were some of the first people to figure that, wait a minute, move a solid object through air fast enough and the resistance builds. So let's start coming up with some aerodynamic stuff, of which they did. If you remember the Honda CRX, the profile of it looked like a doorstop. Yeah. Let's hang on to the old regime. Let's hold on to the old people with their old ties, and let's choke the American citizen out of every penny. Well, Bloomberg seems to be a little excited about Donald Trump. Now, I call this one irrational exuberance, because the stock market is going up, and yeah, there might be some legitimate movement in the markets and stocks, but by and large, this is one big propped-up puppy. But having said that, Bloomberg reports rally since election is biggest for new president since Ronald Reagan. There's another guy who was a Democrat, decided to become a Republican. Wall Street strategists turned bullish, seeing almost an 8% gain in 2017. And Bloomberg attributes Donald Trump is doing to the U.S. equity bears what 7 years of economic stimulus rarely could. Shut them up. 2 years of paralysis has now ended in stocks with more than $1 trillion added to shares and its values since the election day, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average looking to bound for 20,000. A little cautionary note there, folks. The last time that we had a Great Depression, what happened with the stock market? It was the Roaring Twenties. Stocks were just going everywhere, up and up and up and up, and everybody thought it was a good deal. Until we had that little Tuesday in October of 1929. Just saying, just a reminder. Wall Street stock forecasters more pessimistic than any time since 2013, as just recently as September, are suddenly falling over themselves to push up targets and explain a market where measures of anxiety are near a five-year low. The average call for the bank prognosticators is for the Standard & Poor's 500 to rally 3.4% next year. For investors, the question is how much credence to put in analysis whose futility is sussing out Trump's impact on share prices was rivaled only by the inaccuracy of political polls prior to his victory. Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far. They said, though, what we didn't expect was the speed and the magnitude of the so-called Trump trade. Doug Ramsey, chief investment officer at Leithold Group, LLC, wrote in a note published Wednesday, he said, the consensus hope, and this is what I said before to people, you know, there's this lethargy, there's this, this kind of dark paralysis. Really can't, it's not definable, but you know you're in it, you can't really see it, but you, man, can you feel it. That was after people were told that we have great hope and change coming our way in 2008, and then it was still coming in 2012, well, obviously it didn't. But when people were sold, there's hope and change, and there ain't no hope and ain't no change left in your pocket, we finally had somebody that stepped up and started addressing the economy and what the hell is wrong with it and some of its major flaws. The consensus hope, which we share, is that tax reform and regulatory rollback will extend, maybe even enliven, an economic recovery that's already long in the tooth. Well, I'll tell you something else. I read another story that I didn't post here, and I didn't bring it with me. But the consensus of that article was this, that the economic expansion would be moving ahead more rapidly if small businesses could get loans. Oh, here we go again. The people that caused the problem are there to take care of the problem, but they ignore what the problem is and go fly a kite. Well, you're a small business, you need money? So is the rest of the world. Now, they do admit that pinpointing Trump's role in the rally is an inexact science, and the case could be made that his election is coinciding with the consummation of the Federal Reserve's efforts. I don't think so. Among other things, annualized gross domestic product rose 3.2% in the third quarter, the most in 2 years, while unemployment hit a 9-year low in November. I don't know where. But the rally is particularly hard to reconcile with the body of pessimism that has shadowed Barack Obama. In that bull market that started in 2009. Now that some of these obstacles have gone away, while signs of a rebound emerged in the third quarter, profits for S&P 500 companies just underwent one of the longest stretches of declines for any non-bear market period ever. At just under 21 times earnings, stocks are trading at the highest multiples since 2001, excluding a few months of financial crisis when earnings in some industries were close to nothing. Well, pretty much, folks, the earnings with most companies compared to what we would consider more normal times is still pretty close to nothing, okay? So I'll spare you the rest of the Wall Street rah-rah stuff here, and that was the salient points. You know, it's just amazing to me that we actually have people that can't state a case, cannot give you salient fact. Here it is. Take a look at it. Not our opinion. Here's our data. This is what it says. By the way, even the Heartland Institute on Scott Pruitt to head the EPA, and I guess that's pretty much official. President-elect Donald Trump today named Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to be his administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. And I smell something coming here, and it smells pretty good. Pruitt is among some of the two dozen state attorney generals, as I said earlier, sued to stop the EPA and Barack Obama's Clean Power Plan, which wasn't a power plan, it was a power reduction, folks. Oh yes. Let's go out there and spend billions and billions of dollars to capture the sun's energy when people don't have money to do the conversion. And that's all that this really was. Their wet dream was to convert everything, gas-fired, coal-fired, oil-fired, I don't care what kind of fired it was. Oh, we can all do this by solar. Oh, yes. I'm sorry, when was the last time you saw a solar panel, that was $1.298, that I could put up 50 of them to power my home? And then they were always real kind of tongue-in-cheek and telling you for your investment how long it's going to take to pay that investment back. In the meantime, that's right, you've already replaced a scat of batteries, deep cycle batteries, and it wasn't as cheap as you thought it would be. Now over to Heartland Institute, a free market think tank, some of the statements that were made over there. With the choice of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency, a man who has fought to uphold federalism, the limits placed upon the federal government and the Constitution, and a sound policy on energy and environmental issues, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That's what they said. Pruitt has sued the Environmental Protection Agency over its mercury and air toxic standards. Isn't this ironic? Mike, think about this. Here we live in a country that barely a day goes by that you walk outside and you see barium and aluminum and scads of other crap spread in our atmosphere. People have called the EPA and they said, no, we don't see anything like that at all. That's non-existent. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Really? Really? So I guess mercury, aluminum in our air is not such a big thing. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. Now, like I said, you know, all the... wished I could crawl inside of Trump's mind for about 10 minutes, run around in there and see what I can see. You know, I'm still of the opinion here that he is putting people in place. If he knows the real score, okay, he's got his own scorecard, bringing on people that have experience dealing with whatever subject. If he knows the bottom line and if he knows the truth about it, bringing in people that have had experience in those realms would be double plus good. Because remember what Donald has. He has the ability to fire anybody that he hires. Well, Zero Hedge put out a story. And this shows you that the globalists, and especially the bankers, have hated cash. They've debauched it, since 1964. Well, the plans to debauch it were put in way before that. But since we went off the gold standard in, I think that was 1974, it might have been three, by Richard Nixon. The money has been replaced by copper-cladded whatever. Currency itself worth less than 2 cents. You know, and isn't it strange, ladies and gentlemen, that we had silver content coins? And the reason I'm saying is the currency is worth less than 2 cents is because, well, 20 nickels is worth now, I think, about 8 cents or a dime. Even 4 quarters equaling their copper-cladded crap is worth more than 2 cents, most assuredly. So with all of this consternation over currencies and all this talk and that dirty cash, and look what people have to do at retail outlets. They have to stick their fingers in that grimy pile of goo in there, and God knows where that money has been. Well, the mainstream is going all in on promoting a cash ban. As I said, folks, a lot of people are pushing their chips in the center of the table, and it's just not over politics. It's on a number of things, because they've got a good sense of something going on. They're losing by way of information. Hallelujah! Pass the computer. Or is that past the plate?
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Go ahead, keep watching, keep looking. You're going to see success, folks, by way of information. Oh, the phony news people, damn them anyhow. Chris in Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John.
Huh.
You were specifically about solar panels, which is something I have a great amount of knowledge, and I've had a lot of time to contemplate the schemes and scams they use to promote those, and the fact that the government seems to be able to buy all they want and pay full bore this price or get special negotiated prices, whereas the poor taxpayer, the common man, out here, we don't get any of those special pricing discounts the government does using the money they've stolen from us. However, they always incentivized, give special consideration, kickbacks, offsets, tax benefits, deferred tax benefits for implementing their solar things. Of course, they always pay them out for years and years and years, whereby actually the cost per square foot to put the amount of electricity you want to generate from the photovoltaics or even other more viable forms, such as evacuated tube solar water heating systems or other types of solar devices. Even wind generators are kind of a mythological supplier of electricity that really doesn't support the amount of investment that we are donating to keep them liquid in their surviving.
Now, are you talking about the big commercial fans that we've seen pop up all over this country?
Well, even big commercial fans, yes, exactly. In fact, I saw a big graveyard of those so-called, I guess you'd call them survivable or sustainable wind machines that were plumb dead over on Hawaii's island, and a bunch of them were at Tehachapi Pass, California, where they lay non-performing under the ruse that they were going to be able to operate forever without any maintenance, which if you don't plan that in and budget in for it at the front end of the thing, then you're being deceptive in your pricing schemes.
Yeah, it's kind of like the myth of energy self-perpetuating stuff. Yeah, gotcha.
Absolutely. And so this preposterous insistence that we're going to get off of the fossil fuels-driven economy and get on sustainable solar development and get off burning up fossil fuels and endangering the planet because we're creating carbon dioxide. Of course, when we exhale, I think we give off carbon dioxide, too.
Yes, we certainly do.
Create oxygen. That's part of photosynthesis.
That's exactly right.
The whole preposterosity of this lie of the so-called economistic soothsayers, which are really economistic terrorists who are victimizing the American public and the world's public by their lies that this stuff is sustainable. It's like smart meters. They tell you it's going to save money. Well, how can a transmitter receiver two-way that, it may not use much most of the time, but multiple bursts per hour where it transmits information to the Medusa meters and the central gathering point, really it has to use electricity to operate, whereas an analog meter operates by the mere induced currents that flow incidental to what you're using in the house that cause the little wheels to turn the gears inside to make it spin right. And register how much you're using.
Right. It's fascinating to me. There have been projects that I've seen for solar collection, expansive, have to be in desert-like areas, that constant sunshine, but I've yet to see cost-efficient because it costs so much to put the damn things up that you start to factor that out. And, where was the savings again? By the way, Chris, I'm coming up on a break here. I'll let you hang on over the top of the hour break. But we'll continue this conversation, folks. And if you want to join, 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.